we're going to move right along here on People of Interest. We got a guest in studio, an actual CKW contributor as well. He hosts the program Black Mask.
I haven't hosted Black Mask for about a month. I've been taking a break.
Okay.
But I do. Well, I'm just on a break. I'll be back. But I do Groundswell Radio on Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were gonna the municipal or civic election. Sorry, is today, and we wanted to get the. We've been kind of promoting, you know, getting people to vote and all the issues and stuff in the last few weeks. So we thought we would give a little perspective to the idea that you know, some people are not maybe have good reasons not to vote. So how would you represent that that position?
I guess what it boils down to is voting is never about picking the best person for the job. It's always about picking the least worst. And that isn't a choice that I think anyone should have to make. So I think that's part of it. Part of it as well is, I suppose it depends on what the outcome you want for society to be. And if you want a society that that respects the utmost freedom and the utmost equality that's possible for all of its participants, the electoral system isn't going to bring you that. Judy isn't going to bring, isn't going to bring Winnipeg any closer to socialism than Sam Cates is. And particularly electoral governments that, well, really any, even if they're not electoral governments, authoritarian and totalitarian governments that also talk about bringing the world closer to socialism can't do it, because it can't be done from the top down, and it can't be done by placing people in power. The only way it can be done is by people taking power into their own hands. And taking responsibility for their communities and their own lives to the utmost extent they can. You know, Ammon Hennessy was a spiritual anarchist in the U.S. In the 20th century, and he never cast a ballot. And people would rage at him, and he would just say, "I vote every day. I vote with my body. I vote in the relationships that I have with people, in what I do in my community, and in how I conduct my behavior." And while, you know, I think that the idea of the body ballot is maybe a little cheesy, it also kind of sticks with me. You know, I suppose it's this idea of being the change that you want to be in the world, but people who are so rah-rah about voting are not the same people that I see doing work with groups like Cop Watch, working for prison abolition, doing work with Food Not Bombs, you know, like doing work with grassroots direct action groups that actually are trying to really fundamentally change the way that society works. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at. Voting is a tactic.
Mm-hmm. Do you think voting in ways kind of supports the system and kind of you know, corporate control over it, because it's kind of like a big you know, money making mechanism?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm the corporate control, and I don't know that I have an analysis around that. I think though about supporting the system, what comes to mind is whenever someone presents the argument that if you don't vote, you forfeit your right to complain, it just seems like such a bizarre argument. And the only way that I would be willing to allow it to hold any water would be as if the flip side were true, and that is that if you vote, you are held directly responsible for every shitty thing that a politician does, and every, like, bad thing that a government does, because you've supported that system, and, you know, you voted, and that person got in, and you can tell me you didn't vote for them, you know, oh, I didn't vote, see, this is the thing that happens, but I feel like democracy, electoral democracy, makes very fair weather friends. In that, when bad things happen, all of a sudden nobody voted for the, majority party. Oh, I didn't vote for them. I didn't vote for them. And she's like, well, I don't know if you voted for them. It's secret ballot. And this is the other thing, is that they're all like, well, if you don't like any of the candidates, go and spoil your ballot. And I'm just like, why? Why would I go down and spoil my ballot? It's a secret process. It's not public. Wouldn't it be a far greater statement that if everybody who was displeased with the candidates and displeased with the system actually just publicly said that they weren't going to vote and that they would be spending their time on direct action community building things, or spending their time trying to organize a militant rump in their union, or spend their time trying to organize their workplaces.
What about, say, in like an election like the one coming up today? It's you know, a very close race, and so do you think in certain cases it might be beneficial for someone other than someone else to get in the position of power that's being voted on?
Well, I think the thing is that voting is a tactic. It's a tactic the same way that blacklocking is a tactic, or that holding a demo is a tactic. And I'm all for diversity of tactics, but I'm not about to say that somehow there's this golden standard of electoral voting that is the one that we all have to aspire to. So do I think, if you're asking if I think that Judy is less bad than Sam Cates, yes, I think that Judy is less bad than Sam Cates. Do I think that Judy is going to make bring Winnipeg closer to the cooperative commonwealth? No, not in a million years. So, you know, I'm not going to tell people don't go and cast a ballot, because some people think it's important. Some people think it's a really important thing to do. I think where I have trouble with it all is where people think it's a really important thing to do, and if you don't do it, somehow you're letting everybody else down. Especially when, I guess it's just this idea that, so I go and drop a slip of paper in a box and have someone make my decisions for me that actually isn't accountable to me, right? Like, I mean, is Judy going to be any more accountable than Sam was? How many people showed up at the water privatization thing and held Sam accountable for this decision, and held that council accountable for this decision? You know, we talk about this, but how does it actually work? How does holding someone accountable in an electoral system work? And people are like, oh, well, you just don't vote for them. They don't get elected in next year. And I'm just like, well, what if they do get elected in? And even if they don't get elected in, they've already passed this, like, shitty deal or this bad law, you know?
Right. So it's kind of like after they've been elected and you, say, write them a letter, they can choose whether or not to listen to you.
Yes, exactly. What's that letter going to do?
What if, say, so few people voted, say there was like a 20% voter turnout in the election, do you think that would give some kind of mandate to the non-voting public?
No, this is the other thing, is that I don't think that just passive non-voting is, I'm not... I feel like that's a very poor... That's not even a tactic. Things aren't going to change unless we organize. And the reason why the left is in such an abysmal position right now is that we've entirely lost our imagination. You know, the NDP used to talk about overthrowing capitalism or sort of fettering it out through reform. They don't talk about that anymore. I think you're pretty hard pressed to find a New Democrat politician right now that would call themselves a democratic socialist. And you're pretty hard pressed to find a New Democrat right now that would even call themselves, that would use the word socialism. And these are really sad things, I think. Like, there's that, have you guys seen the Judy poster that's up right now? The one that looks sort of like the, it's like the Shepherd Fairey, Obama posters. And the only, like, it's got Judy's picture and then it says better on the bottom. I'm just like, is this the best we can hope for? Like, it just might as well say meh, you know? These aren't, it's not real options. Mm-hmm. And it's not, whatever, she might be less bad than Sam, but it's not gonna, there will not be a fundamental change.
Is there anything you'd like to say just in the last 30 seconds we got here?
Oh, I've probably nattered on enough. That's fine. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks a lot, Garth Hardy, for being on the program.